Test.
I don't need all the details to look at like the guts of it. If you can get that cat bottom, I can look through that cat.
Well, you're kind of on the game plan.
There you go.
Thank you. Hello, Mayor. I like your hair.
And now you add it to.
Yeah.
Please stand for a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everybody. The Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, has provided the date, time, and location with this, of this meeting to the, at least two designated newspapers, publish the same in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper, filed it with the clerk, and posted notice on the bulletin board in borough offices. We have a roll call, please.
Chairman Cunningham?
Here.
DeJulio?
Here.
Vice Chairman Seo?
Here.
Mayor Long?
Here.
Schwartz? Knott?
Here.
Smith? Is absent. Duffy?
Here.
McGinley?
Kathy didn't call.
And Cashmore.
Yeah, and you didn't call Councilman Lutstein, but he's
Okay, right.
conflicted out of this. That's why he's not sitting up here.
And Cashmore is absent.
On to Kelly Management Group, Mad Hatter, 10 East Ocean Avenue, Block 19, Lot 3.
Mr. Chairman, with your permission, I'd like to just maybe give an introduction about what we are going to be doing tonight.
Please.
Thank you. So I think as everyone in the room is pretty much aware, the applicant Kelly Management, doing business as a Mad Hatter, originally filed an application for a development application for site plan approval and bulk variances. I think it was filed in 2015, but to demolish the then existing Mad Hatter building, which had been severely damaged by Superstorm Sandy, and for permission to reconstruct a new elevated restaurant with first and second floors, a boardwalk area underneath on the ground floor, and again with bulk variances. The subject premises is in the B1 zone, which permits retail businesses, including restaurants, food sales, bars, and cocktail lounges are permitted as accessory uses in the B1 zone. The application was for a new restaurant with a proposed maximum occupancy of 312 patrons. The applicant, if you recall, we had a number of hearings on this particular application. Back on November 12, 2015, February 9th of 16, March 10th, April 5th, April 26th, May 24th, June 30th, I think was the last meeting at which testimony and action was taken. The application was approved at that June 30th, 2016 regular meeting, and the memorializing resolution was adopted August 9th of 2016. The resolution was published in the Asbury Park Press August 5th, 2016. Thereafter, a verified complaint in lieu of prerogative writ was filed by the plaintiff, Jennifer Walsh, challenging the decision of the board. And that complaint was later amended to include a violation of the Open Public Meetings Act. We've had several hearings on this matter, and at the request of our board, the court, by order dated April 10th of 2017, remanded the matter to the board to take remedial action by acting de novo to consider that June 30th, 2016 resolution. I have made some markings for tonight's meeting. I've marked B1 as the order from Judge Thornton dated April 10th, 2017. I've marked B2, the special meeting notice and affidavit publication for tonight's meeting. A23, which is really a continuation of the exhibits that we marked previously, is the municipal land use notice, affidavit of mailing and publications, which were done by the applicant giving notice of this meeting under the municipal land use law. Excuse me. This remand hearing is now in full compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, as well as the notice required under the municipal land use law. Recordings of the prior hearings, all of those hearings, are available to the public and to board members for review during regular business hours and on the borough website, which That's accessible pretty much at any time. Board members who were not present during any of the hearings, those prior hearings on this matter, have reviewed the transcripts under recordings, not transcripts, it's recordings, and they can lawfully participate. Specifically, Mr. Giulio and I think Mr. Duffy had one or two meetings that they may have missed, and they have certified that they have listened to the recordings of those meetings, and they can lawfully participate. Going back to the application itself, as I've indicated, it was the application was for a restaurant which could seat 312 patrons. The applicant had, at that time, the original hearing testified that there would be 30 employees. The total parking requirement under our ordinance is 134 parking stalls, where 7 were proposed by this application. The applicant did request a parking variance, and testimony indicated that the prior Mad Hatter restaurant had a variance for 125 parking spaces, and they had provided none. The applicant sought a number of bulk variances, including a minimum front yard setback. This is a unique building because it's got basically 3 front yards. So they needed a front yard setback on 2 of the streets. And then they needed, maximum building coverage, maximum lot coverage. And all this was in the testified to in great detail by both sides. So what tonight is a remand for the board to review prior testimony based either on what they listened to or their own recollections, notes, etc. We will accept comments by the public. It is not the time for anyone to present more or better reasons, you know, why the application should be approved or denied. No new testimony will be entertained. If there are comments that people want to make, I'm not going to foreclose a comment by anyone. Theoretically, those persons who claim they didn't have notice of the original meetings, you know, would really be the only ones that should be able to comment. But if there's public comment, you know, I think with the board's permission, we should entertain that. The purpose is to have a duly noticed meeting and associated public comment. While no new witnesses and testimony will be presented, comments from all public will be permitted. Please remember that the board members have listened to the months of testimony on this application, either because they sat through it or because they've listened to the recorded meetings. You do not need to reiterate your either objections or your positive statements in any detail. You don't need to make any additional comments. And again, no new testimony will be accepted. All persons making comment will place their name and address on the record, and I will limit you to 5 minutes at least initially so that everybody gets a chance. If there's time and somebody needs a second bite, we'll discuss it, but I don't think there's anything that can't be discussed within that 5 minutes. I'm just confirming that all remaining board members who are present at the hearings or listened to any of the missed meetings and certified to the same, confirm that all of you were aware that the recordings of all those meetings were available to you. If you needed to refresh your recollection, they were available to you both on the website, and if you came in here, you could listen also. Can I just get everybody to acknowledge that? We'll put that on the record. That you were aware of.
I received everything.
Yes, okay.
Everybody received everything?
Yes. And then as you may recall, Mr. Ronald Gazarovsky appeared on behalf of the of an objector, Jennifer Walsh. Ms. Alexis Gazarovsky is here tonight on his behalf. Jeffrey Gale appeared on behalf of JMN Holdings, which later withdrew its objection during the course of the hearings, and Kevin Asadi appeared on behalf of the applicant. Professional witnesses for the applicant included Susan Patacchio, architect Jose Santos, engineer David Erickson, acoustical engineer Norman Dottie, and professional planner Keenan Hughes. I think I missed anybody, but you can, if I did, you can say. Professional witnesses for Jennifer Walsh included Andrew Thomas, who is their planner, Alexander Litwarnia, who is both the traffic and noise engineers. And again, I'm going to confirm with that no board members had any conflicts with any of the attorneys or professionals who testified before.
Go ahead.
Okay. If anybody does, you can say it. But the role of the board in this remand is to undertake the deliberative process based on all the testimony, evidence, and comments from all parties, witnesses, and the public, exactly as you did the first time and as if you were hearing it again live, although you don't have to sit through it again live. You'll again review the evidence that was placed on the record and the testimony, determine whether the applicant has met its burden in this matter. As you did initially, you should discuss your reasons for either approving or denying the application. As I did previously, I can, if you want, recap the stipulations that were placed on the record by the applicant and the conditions that the board had requested and to which the applicant had acquiesced in the event that you're inclined to grant the variance on the site plan approval. You can then make a motion to approve the application for the findings of fact, and you can reference the findings of fact that you made initially, but they were fully, pretty much, you had full discourse on them at that time. But again, you should discuss again what your thought process was. You can also add any additional findings, conditions. If there's a motion to deny the application, the board is leaning that way. You don't have to reapprove this. This is, you're re-deliberating on the evidence that was placed on the record before. You should again discuss the reasons for the denial. And, I think this board is an experienced board. I think you all know the reasons for the granting of variances, bulk variances in this case. They're all C variances. And so you know what should be placed on the record and what the reasons are. I don't need to bore anybody with that. With that having been said, Mr. Chairman, I guess
we're going to the board.
Yeah, open to the public if you want.
The board should probably discuss it before it goes to the public. Okay?
No.
Yeah,
we probably let, because they might want to discuss whatever the public might say.
Okay.
But you can have either if Mr. Rosati or Ms. Gazareski wants to make any openings, and then let the public, if they need to.
Mr. Rosati, do you have a statement?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, very briefly. First of all, I'm not sure if I heard of David Erickson, Nature's New World.
I did, yeah. That's okay. So
I want to thank everybody for reconvening for this. As I argued before, Judge Thornton, and your alleged defect of being able to try to be consented here is inconsequential. It should have been inconsequential because the land use law requires the applicant to provide public notice of these sorts of applications, and that was done. And I believe the statute covers that scenario, and any question about the Open Public Meetings Act should have been considered consequential. However, we're here. Based upon our notice on the land use law initially, news media coverage, the borough's webpage, general public interest, I think the public was very well notified and aware of this application as it was going on. Nobody could seriously argue that these meetings were held. This was a particularly public application that even required special accommodations to seat all the interested members of the public who attended. We were in the bigger room, chairs were brought in. I believe at times there was a police presence in the room. This was anything but a secret application. Judge Thornton's order in the matter provides for this to be a de novo review. So, although the applicant is present, as Ms. Higgins stated earlier, any call for further testimony from them, I think, would be inconsistent with Judge Thornton. And I trust the members of the board present tonight to review the tapes and will make their findings of fact based upon their review of the record. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And if I could just add one more thing, sorry, Ms. Gazareski. I should point out that under the Open Public Meetings Act statute, and I have discussed this with the board previously, that the statute itself does have a provision that any inconsistencies, any violations, anything that didn't meet full conformity with the statute can be corrected. It's a specific clause under the statute which says the board can come back and do a de novo review, which is what we're doing. I'm sorry, Ms. Gathering.
Good evening, this is Al Gazarowski. Welcome to Gazarowski House, looking on behalf of the objector, Jessica Wall. I've listened to what my colleague has said, and our position on this is that we object to the format of this hearing, in that the order of Judge Thornton is specific, that this is supposed to be a de novo review. Both the legal definition of de novo review, as well as the plain text, means a fresh, new. It does not mean that we simply go back and review what was already done and make a decision. The applicant has a burden under the law of coming back, and we have to start this from the beginning. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
And she is correct in one aspect in that it's not just a mere ratification. You do have to deliberate. Okay, you are rediscussing you're just basing it on everything that you've already heard. So it is kind of a re-deliberation, so to speak.
I want to say that I very much disagree with what a de novo review is. A de novo review requires a board to convene and find facts based on the record below without deference to your previous decision.
Correct. I agree. Okay.
Thank you. So let's move on to the public. Is there anyone in the public that has a statement?
Comment. And everyone will be sworn in if you wish to make any comment.
Plenty of time. If not, public portion is now closed. You sure there's nobody in the public that has a statement or a comment? If not, the public portion is now closed. Discussion from the board to deliberate. Discussion about the reasons we voted for and not against the application of the Mann Act.
And I did provide all of you with the prior resolution, you know, which kind of discussed some of your reasoning that.
I would say that I'll start. This is a little disappointing. I think we went out of our way. I really feel that to listen to every single professional that testified before us. I was very interested in both sides of the fence. I was very interested to see what the objections were, what the positive things were for Seabright. To me, it was very important to make sure that everybody got their say in the public portions. We had, I don't know how many meetings, like 8 or 9, I thought. And we had a public portion at every single meeting, and we had lots of people speak, some for, some against. And they all had lots of really good points, both sides. And I think we all, at least I felt, the reasons for voting for this really were there were long pre-existing business in town. They are a big family from the town. They've done many things to help the town. They've run a great business for many, many years, and they had some great ideas on ways to accommodate their neighbor for noise purposes. They had great ideas on how to close the business so it would not bother the neighbors and it would fit into the town. They're the reasons that I voted for it, as well as the just overall, it was nice to have the Kellys stay in town. They're a great family town.
There were a number of stipulations made. I think you've read them in there in the resolution from last time. I know that some of the discussions that you had last time about the when you look at the bulk variances, the front setbacks, this is a unique property in that you have 3 front yards. I think the board made note that the majority of the downtown area really has a lot of zero lot line front. That's how the buildings are in the downtown area. That was one of the things that the board made note of the last time. The sound attenuating devices or features that the applicant presented, into which they additional ones that came about through discussions with the board. I think even the objectors sound engineer indicated they were the ones that he would be recommending. This is a uniquely laid out lot. I think you made note, and I probably didn't bring it up, that the prior occupancy, I should say, occupancy of the old Mad Hatter, if we want to say that, was 260, whereas the proposed is 312. I think the board made note that in its mind that was not a significant change that would, you know, deem that the application would not be favorably viewed. They made a lot of concessions as on the signs. With no LEDs, et cetera. All the windows would be hurricane windows. The windows facing surf They stipulated and we requested that they not be able to be opened. You indicated that the orientation of the design, the building and the boardwalk, tends to funnel the exiting patrons towards Ocean Avenue rather than the side streets, whereas under the old Mad Hatter, it exited to the side. I think that's a circle. But that's right on the surface. And that you thought that this design would have people funnel more towards Ocean Avenue than onto those side streets, that it encouraged a mixed use type of Main Street type of character. It obviously, this new structure will be fully conforming with FEMA and all the flood elevations. The board expressed that it liked the design because it continued the charm and character of, you know, a beach type look. Right. Thank you. And I think you have all the stipulations that we place. I don't think I need to place them on the record, but again, I'll quickly maybe run through. I mentioned the hurricane windows, the hours of the kiosks, 11 to 10. No alcohol served or permitted on the ground level. Trash enclosures, a solid 6-foot white vinyl fence. They're going to comply with our engineer's review letter, and any damage to rights of way, curbs, et cetera, will be repaired. Gutters and leaders will be piped to the storm drain. All doors and windows on floors where music is playing will be closed at 10 p.m. They removed, their plans originally had a window by the stage, and they removed that. They've included a number of sound attenuation devices, which were quite detailed in your original application, and they're going to provide an as-built report by their sound engineer to show that it's actually working the way they said it would be, and no amplifiers used in the outside deck areas, and no LED signage, or just a number of those things. So there you go.
Additional discussion?
Spent the last 4.5 years pretty much focused on rebuilding a Seabright that's built to last, that's stormproof, that will be a Seabright for the future. So pleased to see the Mad Hatter rebuilding. The way I understood it, the major concerns were number one, the noise. And we heard certainly a lot of testimony from Mr. Lagornia, and as the Kellys heard the testimony, they agreed to make many accommodations for those concerns that the opponent's own sound engineer had recommended. I think that was very compelling. The other concern that seemed to be raised was the size of the building and lack of setbacks. But as was pointed out, that most of the buildings downtown do front right to the sidewalk, and the previous building of Mad Hatter fronted right to the sidewalk. So the main front yard setback is actually the backyard. And instead of having a backyard patio, which could potentially be a nuisance to the neighbors, it's going to be enclosed. So I see that as a benefit to their rebuilding. We heard some testimony from the opponent's planner, Mr. Thomas, who gave testimony about the character of the neighborhood, and he tried to suggest that the proposed building didn't fit the character of the neighborhood. I was very unmoved by that testimony. I didn't think that Mr. Thomas had demonstrated any knowledge of the actual character of a neighborhood in Seabright, and therefore we did not agree with his opinion in that regard. So for those reasons, and for many other reasons for the 8 meetings that we sat through, I voted affirmatively for this and will do so again.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I just like to say this subsequent to this application, we have had other applicants who came before the board who granted the generous variance and have since come back for a second and third month again. So relatively speaking, I feel this is a good variance.
Thank you.
I agree also, Mike. It was an existing business. They had a right to rebuild because they were so severely damaged. They've done everything they could to cooperate with the neighbors to make it really nice you know, for the town. And I definitely think they need to, they, you know, they should get approval on this.
Thank you, Liz.
I agree. I mean, that's the sound thing. It's the thing I remember most. All the meetings, I should say. I think they went greatly to deal with the sound issue. And I think that was the main objection. And this is going to look so much nicer than in the old building. It's going to be less noisy than the town needs.
Yeah. Well, the fact that they had a big open area in the back and people wandered all over, and that is now condensed into inside the building, I thought was really great too. Anybody else?
Well, I think that they went back and forth for a long time and tried to make all the changes to satisfy the neighbors that they could.
Anybody else, Bob? I'd be happy to make a motion to re-approve this application, resolution, at this date. Thank you. We have a roll call, please.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
DiDulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DiCicco? Mayor Long?
Yes.
Schwartz? Knott?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
McGinley?
Board, I also presented to you a proposed resolution. I know I usually do it the next meeting, but I presented to you tonight because we're not under total time crunch, but the court's order gave us 60 days from April 10th. You know, so it might be cutting it close, and you know, you never know. We don't, if anything happens at the next meeting. The resolution pretty much reapproves what happened and readopts.
Everybody did receive this, correct? Via email?
Yeah. And I did.
Anybody did not?
Which I sent to you also, but it was a minor typo type of thing. So if you want to memorialize it, if you don't, you can come back the next meeting and memorialize it, or you can vote to memorialize the resolution that was presented to you.
Let me take your advice on this. I mean, this is unusual. I think this is our first remand of the board since I've been on it, which is 20 some odd years. I don't think it matters to the judge, does it?
No. I think it's just we needed to take our action within the 60 days. As you know, how we operate is, usually you move to approve the application and then I draft the memorializing resolution. We have in the past, you know, we know there, somebody comes back with a minor change and they're, you know, pushed for, you know, getting a building permit or something. I prepared it for you in the past.
Let me just double check that, make sure there's nobody that didn't receive it through the email and read it.
Yep. Board members all had it, right?
There hasn't been any objections or any changes submitted. There's no reason why not.
I gave you one change, well, two changes.
I'll go ahead and make a recommendation or a motion that we accept the resolution as written.
Very good. Okay.
Second?
I'll second.
We have a roll call, please.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DiCicco?
Abstain.
Okay. Mayor Long?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Knott?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
McGinley?
Mr. DiCicco should abstain. He abstained on that. Yes.
Right.
And, so I'm accepting the fact that you're going to.
Thank you. And that I presented this to you. And yes. Kathy, this is the right one.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there any other business before the board this evening, or does anybody have a statement or other business before this board in the public? You're all welcome to go to the Fireman's Fair now. Thank you all for coming. Is there any other business before the board? Meeting adjourned.
I know, exactly. Perfect. Oh, yeah, I don't know. This one had the.
Yeah, I don't know if they've done it yet.
I haven't talked to Dennis in a while.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him either.